Congratulations to Teresa. She is the first registered this week for the four passes to Royals Fan Fest, a hotel stay in Kansas City within walking distance, and $100 at Jack Stack Barbecue. We will do it once a day throughout the week and get our winner on Friday. So continue listening and get your shot at getting registered. Jabroni of the Week is in our next segment, but we had some Chiefs discussion earlier in the show. I think the obvious conclusion for everybody, I'm looking at you, I think you're on board that the Chiefs do need to reevaluate quarterback a little bit after the end of this season in the Steelers game.
Potentially.
Can I get you on with that? Okay.
Sure.
Now, we don't have to agree on the solution, and I do think, ideally, you'd want to go through the draft, get an early round pick at quarterback. I don't know how possible that is going to be because Watson's skyrocketing back up the board. Someone's going to reach for Trubisky. Kaiser then is going to slide up because the two quarterbacks get taken so early. So I don't know if there is a perfect solution there. But there are other options outside of just drafting a quarterback. One of which I tweeted right away in the immediate aftermath of the game, and that was Romo to KC.
That's what we should have had you defend in the first hour.
Well, you know what?
That's way worse than crying Jordan.
Let me defend my tweet here. Romo to KC, my friend. Tony Romo's not an ideal long-term solution, but are the Chiefs not in a similar position to what the Broncos were a couple years ago, bringing in Peyton Manning, winning the Super Bowl last year with a shell of Peyton Manning? Like, they're a pretty ready-made team outside a quarterback. You just need the veteran guy, if it's going to be Tony Romo, whoever it is, the guy that can actually push the ball down the field, elevate the play of your offense, and actually make guys better as opposed to bringing in everybody else around him to surround him with enough talent. I mean, Tony Romo is going to make a lot of those guys better. You got Travis Kelce, who was statistically arguably the best tight end in football last year. You got Tyreek Hill, as good of a deep threat as almost anybody right now with the way that he can sprint down the field. Do you think Tony Romo is not going to use the absolute heck out of those weapons if he's in there? Tony Romo will make that offense a lot better. A lot better. Defense, as long as you keep most of it intact, your team's still set up to win, and now all of a sudden you've solved that quarterback problem for a year or two if you get Romo.
Two problems I see with it, though. Number one is that is the very simple one. On any given play, that investment could be totally out the window because he's so injury-prone. I mean, it's more than just bad luck at this point. At a certain point, you've been hurt so much that you can declare that, look, your body just doesn't hold up to the contact as much as a lot of other guys. That's the first issue. The second issue is, the Chiefs don't really have any problems winning in the regular season. They've had a couple seasons in a row that they've been very good. The problem is winning in the playoffs. What's the narrative about Tony Romo in the playoffs? It's that he can be a great regular season quarterback for you, but he chokes in the playoffs. I don't know if they could bring him in and he would suddenly be the guy to get him over the top and get him to an AFC title game.
I think a lot of that narrative is unfair. I mean, he played on a lot of teams that it was not his fault that they weren't making the playoffs in Dallas. He also, the last time he was in the playoffs, had the, I mean, Dez Bryant caught that ball. Like, they won the game in Green Bay. I'm sorry. It was a catch for Dez Bryant. It certainly had nothing to do with the way that Tony Romo threw the football. Legitimate concern there is obviously injuries, but this to me is where you take a chance. I mean, it is risky. Yes. You're taking a chance, though. And if it does work out that he gets hurt and has to miss significant time, you do have one of the better backups in the league in Nick Foles, a guy who's been a starter for a while and held his own all right and won a game earlier this year when Alex Smith was out. Like, there are worse options to have as the backup quarterback than Nick Foles if you're going to go take your shot with Romo for a year or two. It's totally far-fetched. It won't happen. The Chiefs are way too attached to Alex Smith to dump him for Tony Romo. The Cowboys would probably ask for way too much. Tony Romo wants to go to Denver, it sounds like, ahead of Kansas City anyway. There's a million reasons why it won't happen. I'm just saying if it could, I think that would be a good move for the Chiefs. I really do.
Mitch, as someone who is a fan of the Cowboys but is around the Chiefs, do you think it would be a smart move by Kansas City?
Yes. Yes, because when healthy, Tony Romo performs.
Yeah.
He gets you wins.
Mm-hmm.
He puts up yards. He can throw touchdowns. His touchdown to interception ratio is more impressive than you might imagine. He's still hurting when it comes to reputation with the fumble in Seattle 10 years ago.
See, that too, I didn't even bring that up, but that is part of why the narrative is still somehow there that he chokes in the playoffs because he botched a hold 10 years ago. Come on. Alex Smith, newsflash, you know who doesn't win in the playoffs? Alex Smith. Alex Smith hadn't been winning in the playoffs except when he went up against Brian Hoyer last year. Again, back to the quarterback thing. The one time they won a game is when they did have the better quarterback, when it was Alex Smith against Brian Hoyer.
Ultimately, I really just wish the class of quarterbacks in this draft was a little bit better. I like Deshaun Watson. I can't say I love him, but I think it's irrelevant because the Chiefs won't get him anyway. But I don't trust the future of the franchise with anyone else in that class. Not even close.
I just want to watch an offense after 4 years of watching this that will throw the ball down the football field. I commented to Brady, who was watching the Chiefs game with me the other night, that last drive where they did score a touchdown, when they had third and four from there, they had third and two from the 4 yard line. They literally threw a pass for 3 yards. They got the first down but did not score. It was like the most Chiefs play ever. They throw a pass for 3 yards, get the first down, but they don't score. Because Lord forbid that we throw the ball 4 yards into the end zone. There's some, that's just some irrational Chiefs fan coming out of me. You Can't Be Serious and Jabroni of the Week is next.